This is Gemara Bamitzia Daf Mem Ches, and we're holding in the bottom of Mem Zayin Amid Beis, just a scheduling detail. We hope, Mirtz Hashem, we're going to try to start getting up the Pesach Shiur a little bit early. Hopefully we'll be putting up to a day this week so that everyone could prepare adequately. So we're holding in the bottom of Mem Zayin Amid Beis, and we're in the middle of the Machlekes Rav Shlakish versus Rav Yochanan. What is a Kinyan Midaraisa? Rav Yechlan says, cash. Reish Lakish says, even Mashicha is kaina. Oh, I should say even Mashicha, but Mashicha is kaina Midaraisa. Asks the Gemara on Reish Lakish, Tinan, three lines from the bottom, Akasha from our original Mishnah. Tinan, Aval Amru Mishabar Midaram Aval Asli Bar Mishaino Aymin Bidiburai. Taught the Mishnah that if someone, after receiving, paying money, backs out of a sale, we said that he gets a Misha Bara, he gets cursed. So says the Gemara, the Gemara articulates the obvious kasha. If giving cash is a good kinyan, then it makes sense that giving money is a full-fledged kinyan, so you get a curse if you backed out. What's the curse for? There was no Kenyan. Answers the Gemara. You know where the curse comes from? Mishum Devarim. Devarim Mikai Ba'avol? Says the Gemara. But are words enough of a violation to create such a curse? Vatanya, but we learned in Abraisa. As we move over to Mem Ches Amid Aleph. Rabbi Shimon Aymer teaches Rabbi Shimon. Avli Shamru. Talis, Koine Diner Zav, Ine Diner Zav, Koine Talis. Teaches Rabbi Shimon. A Mashicha and a Talis obligates one to pay the Diner Zav. But a Mashicha and the Diner Zav does not obligate one to give the Talis. But yet, says Rabbi Shimon, Mikal Makkah, three lines down. Kach halacha, such is the halacha. Aval, Amru Mishabar Miyanchi Dara Mabu Miyanchi Dara Flaga, Umiyanchi Sidoim Ba'amayra, he who paid back, Kaddish Baruch Hu, the flood, the dispersion, Sidoim Ba'amayra, Umitzrayim Biyam, who was Eli Para Mishain Haimid Vidiburai, he who does not stand by his words, Ba'anoise Vinoisin Vidvarim, continues the Braisa of someone buys and sells with words. I give my word, and that's how I make the kinyan. Like Anna, va'chayzer boy. And if someone backs out, ain ruach hachamim meichaymenu. Chazal are not happy with him. Ve'omar Rava, and on this Bryce explains Rava. Anu ein lanu ala ain ruach hachamim meichaymenu. We have nothing more than one who Chazal we're not happy with. So what do we see? We see that the Bryce articulates so clearly that if someone is not oimid b'diburai, what happens? It's what? Ein ruach hachamim leichemenu. Does he get a curse? Does it seem that way? It seems that all he gets is that Chazal aren't so happy. We're not saying that it's great, but it's not the same level as a curse. Says the Gemara, 12 lines down, Dvarim vika b'aydayu mois koi ba'avol. Dvarim v'leka b'dayu mois loika ba'avol. So says the Gemara, in our Mishnah, we had two things together. There were Dvarim. And as well, on top of Dvarim, there was what? Mois. Because the Maisa, there was money given. So when the two converge, then you get a curse. If it was merely a verbal agreement, then it's not a curse. It's just Chazal are not happy with you. So if one is listening, we see that there's really three levels. There's a full-fledged Kenyan. There's something that's not a Kenyan, but you get this dreadful Misha Bara curse. God's going to smite you. And then there's a third level, backing out of one's word, even though there was no Kenyan, there was no money. That also is a level of Ein Ruach HaChamim Noicha Emenu. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, 15 lines down. The first one in the line is Amar Rava. Let's bring a raya to Reish Lakish. Kromas Nita. Both a pasik and a braisa, the right to Reish Lakish, that the Kenyan Midaraisa is not with Ma'ois, but rather with Mishicha. Karadich say, what's the pasuk that says Vikikhadra Misai? Bibikot and Ibisumasyara because Lashik is Amisai. From the etz the pasuk, we touch up the pasuk says, Vigamar Ratsumasya, what does it mean alone? This talks about a case in which he designated a kli to utilize as a fikadon, as collateral for a loan. Oshak, what does the pasuk mean if he withheld wages? It means in which he designated a kli to use as collateral for not paying his wages. So the pasuk just speaks about a pikadon for alva, for paying a worker. The pasuk continues and teaches us. V'hayon it shall be ki yechetef one sins v'asham, and he realizes he made a mistake. V'ishav is like zeil asher gazal, and he returns that which he stole. Oyesa oyshek asher oshak. Or Oyshek Ashashek, he returns the wages that he withheld. Oyes Abikadon, or the security Asher Hovkad, Oysai, that Itai that was given to him. But Ilut Sumas Yad Loyahadri. There's one item that after the pasuk repeats itself, the one item that is not repeated is Tsumas Yad, is not the case of a loan. My time, La Misham de Machosra Meshicha. Proves the Gemara, you know why? Because there was no Meshicha. So clearly the way to effect a Kenyan on the Midaraisa, on the level of a Pasuk, suggests the Gemara is with Meshicha. And because that was lacking, that's why it wasn't repeated. A beautiful Raya to Reish Lakish. Amalei Rabbah LeRava. Ema me oishegud ader kra, says Rabbah to Rabbah, no. When the pasuk says that the returning of the loan, we can learn it from a case of the not paying back the worker, which it did say. So it didn't have to repeat it. You're telling me for the back they didn't repeat the loan, therefore we can learn out this whole din because there's no kinyan d'oraisa. So must be the kinyan d'oraisa of the Meshicha. Says Rav Papa, slow down. Maybe he didn't repeat it because we can learn it out from Oishek. We can learn it from withholding wages. Says the Gemara, Hachamai Eskinan, Kon Shenaltloi Mimenu V'chazrai V'efkidai Etzloi. Says the Gemara, you know what we're talking about in the case of the Pikadain, in the case of not paying the worker. We're talking about a case in which the worker took the Mashgain and gave it back to him. Says the Gemara, Haine Pikadain, it's the same case. What's going on if you're Treigamni Pikadain? Yachisu Masyad Nami, Lahadri Lukme. Chumasyad, why don't we say the same thing? Lahadri Lukme, Gonjanatal, the man of Chazav Kidu Etzloi, that he took it and he gave it back to him. Says the Gemara, Iyadri Kra, Loiti of Dovloisiat. Says the Gemara, a very fascinating answer. Enochanami, says the Gemara. If the pasuk would have been repeated, you're right, it wouldn't have been a kasha, it wouldn't have been a raya. But hashta deloya hadre. But now that the pasuk did not repeat sumas yad kra, therefore misaya lei. Therefore it's a raya to Reish Lakish. So interesting in the methodology of learning from the psukim, but the Gemara sort of agrees that it's not the greatest raya. Because the fact if the pasuk would have said it, we wouldn't have learned anything. But the fact that the pasuk doesn't say it, therefore Zarai to Reish Lakish. Says the Gemara, 1 second, assume as Yad Ladri Kra, is it really not repeated? Vatani, we learned that the right summer of Shimon Ayan Litan as Amr Lamal Lamata, Dechsev, Omikalashay Shavalav Lashaker, which equates. And puts the two psukim together. And on this, Amar Nachon, Amar Rav, Ravu, Amar Rav, the Rabbi, Shumas Yad, Li Shavoin. So says the Gemara, from the fact that the two psukim are equated, it would seem it is repeated. Therefore, at some level, says the Gemara, the pasuk is a raya to Reish Lakish, that a kinyan midaraisa is done with Mishicha. Masnitan minolin. So says the Gemara, okay. But where's the raya from the Mishnah? The Tanya. We learned in a braisa, we're 15 lines to the bottom. The first line is the Tanya. Nasna levalon moal. If someone gave a coin that is hektish to the bathhouse. He pays for his bath with a coin. Ma'al, it's considered misusing properties of Bakdish even before he goes into the bath. V'amar Rav, and Rav explains, Davka Balanu, to le mechasir mishicha. Only by the balanit, only by the bathhouse attendants, that there's no mishicha lacking. Avomidi achriti, if you would have utilized the coin for something else, de mechasir mishicha, loy ma'al ad de mashich, there would not be me'ila until he does a mishicha on the item. So suggests the Gemara, we see clearly in this brisa, mishicha is integral in this Mishnah. Ask the Gemara of Atanya Nasla Sabar Mal, Vesabo Boy Lememshach, this virus. Ask the Gemara, almost a technical kasha. You just told me you don't have to do mishicha because a bathhouse is an entity of such that doesn't require a mishicha. Says the Gemara, 1 second. But taking a haircut requires a mishicha. He has to pick up the scissors. And yet we see that there's a me'ilah, you're considered misusing the property of the Beis HaMikdash even prior to moving the scissors. Says the Gemara, Chma yiskina b'tzaper nachrit lavar mishicha hu. Talking about a guy that can't do a mishicha. Tana miyachi, says the Gemara, bring your raya, 5 lines from the bottom. Nos l'saber, l'saber l'chobal yomnis. If you give money, the head, kedush on it, that was hektish, to a barber, a boatman, or any craftsman. Lo'imal ad-dimashach. Kashin ad-adis, we have a straight up stira. Is a mishicha necessary or not? Rather, proves the Gemara, alalav, what do we see clearly? 3 lines from the bottom. Shema mina kam b'saber nochri, kam b'saber Yisrael. Shema mina, a clear raya to Reish Lakish, that there is a Mashicha, is the methodology to do a kinyan on the Daraisa level. And 2 lines from the bottom, after bringing a proof, both from Pasuk and Braisa, to Reish Lakish, says the Gemara, Rav Nachman said, like Rav Yochanan, the opposite, that the kinyan midaraisa is not with mashicha, but rather with money. Ubadka Levi b'masnita v'ashkach, and he found that like Rav Nachman, like Rav Yochanan, that midaraisa money is a kinyan. Says the Mishnah Nosna l'sitoin mo'al. Similar from the previous case, someone gives a coin that I kedush on it to a wholesaler, then he is chayiv. Someone who sells and bulk, someone who transfers a chemini gadol, says Rashi. Umoichaber is harbi, he sells it to all the different stores. It's like a down payment of sorts for the entire shipment. So, Batka Levi Masita Vashach Nasa Lasita and Maal. So we turn over to Memuches Amid Beis, ask the Gemara Lekasha L'Reish Lakish. So then this Braisa that said if you give it to a Sitain, there is Me'ila, which thereby proves Rav Yochanan that what is a Kinyan Midaraisa with cash? Ask the Gemara, that's a Kasha on Reish Lakish. Lekasha L'Reish Lakish, the top line of Memuches Amid Beis, Amr Lecha Reish Lakish, Hamani Rav Shimini, which if you remember the previous year, we had Rav Shimon, who Reish Lakish said he's only going with the Chachamim. So for Reish Lakish, go, he's defend anything and say he's going with the opinion of Rav Shimon. Continues the Gemara, 2 lines down, Memchasa Mebeis, continuing the discussion of our Mishnah, which is what happens if you pay cash and you don't follow through with the deal. We saw already, there's a Misha Bara, which we learned is a second level. The highest level is where you can't back out at all. The next level after money is given, or to use the terminology of the Gemara, Devarim and Ma'is. Then what's the din? Then there's this Misha Para. And then the next level down is what? Is when there is not only Ma'is, no Ma'is, and only Devarim. Then we said, Ein Ruach Achamim, Noichei Menu Chazal is not happy with you. So says the Gemara, 3 lines down, quoting the Mishnah of Lamru Misha Barra V'chulu. Itmar Abaye Omar teaches Abaye Oidia Moidina Lei. We tell him that if he reneges, he's going to be under this curse. And Rav Omar, no, Milat Laitina Lei. We straight up curse him. Meaning, the Machloik is here being, what is our part of this? Do we just sit at the sidelines and let him know, by the way, If you back out, you're under the Misha Para, the curse of Chazal. Or, no, says Rav, we stand up and we give him the curse, Misha Para, Mianche Dara Mabel, who asin li para v'chulu, that's what Bezdin says to him. Explains the Gemara, by Amar, five lines down, Adiyam Adin Alei, why Dichsiv says the Basik v'nasi v'amcha, Laisa Or, the leader, the Nasi, should not curse, so we don't want to curse anyone. Rav Amar Milat Laitinan Lei, we curse him, Dichsiv v'amcha, only Nasi v'amcha Laisa Or, which is what? When one is performing actions of your people, acting in an appropriate manner, but if not, he gets the curse. So that's the machlokes Abaye and Rava. What is our attitude? Do we facilitate the mishapara or not? Says Rava, Amar Rava mina minala. From where do I know that there's indeed a curse? 10 lines down, Rav Chibar Yosef Avle Zuzi Amalcha. Rav Chibar Yosef gave money for some salt, but he didn't end up taking the salt. It's Avi Arka Malcha. So went up in value. Oslik amid Rav Yechon Amalei, Zil Avdu, you have to go pay. V'ilai, and if you don't give him the salt, Kabal Alu Yech Mishabara. If you don't give the salt, then you're accepting upon yourself this Mishabara, this curse. So what do we see from here? Says Rav Aviyam, Rav Diyam Adin Alei. If you're going to tell me that you merely let him know, Rav Chibar Yosef Aradiyu, does he need to be told? Of course, the Talmud Chacham, like Rav Chibar Yosef, knows the halacha. Ve'elamai, says the Gemara Shkoyach. So you're going to tell me, Me'elai, Tina Lei, the same kasha. Rav Chibar Yosef, Asli Kabule, Alai, Latusa, the Rabbanon. Could it be he did something that he's going to accept such a curse? Says the Gemara, doesn't make any sense. Ella, rather, explains the Gemara, Rav Chibar Yosef, a Ravanu di Avlei. Rav Chibar Yosef gave an irava in a down payment to Savar, Kinegda Yuhukana, and Rav Chibar Yosef held that if you give an irava, if you give a down payment, then what? Only Kinegda Yuhukana, opposite the value of the down payment, that there is a kinyan on. Vamrali Rav Yochanan, and that's where Rav Yochanan is letting him know. Can I get Kula Yuhukana? That no, there's a kinyan opposite the whole thing, and therefore, there is a mishabara on this case. The Gemara tried to bring a right from here, but as to the greatness of Chibar Yosef, not so simple to prove either way. Says the Gemara, Itmar, a Ravoin, Rav Amar, Kenegdu Koine, Rav Yechon Amar, Keneged Kula Yukoine, interjecting the Gemara, that this din, whether the Ravoin, whether the down payment, affects a kinyan on the whole item, or rather affects a kinyan only opposite the part that he paid, is indeed a machlokes between Rav and Rav Yechon. Meisvei asks the Gemara on the sheet of Rav that says Kenegdo Kain. Again, we're in the middle of a sidebar segue. In the larger picture, we're discussing a machlokes Abayin Rava, whether Bezdin gives out the curse or lets him know he's going to be cursed. Within Rava trying to prove himself, Rava brought down the story of Chibar Yosef, which from there we learned out that in a case of an Irava, that you don't pay for the full item, you give a down payment, a machlaik is whether the curse is commensurate with that which you paid, or for the whole thing. So I asked the Gemara, according to Rav, that says, Kenegdu Ukaina, the kidney is only opposite that which you gave, Meisvei. Hanoisin Irava Nechaveroi V'amar Loim Ani Chazerbi. A Ruvain Machul Lecha. If I back out the a Ravain, the down payment, the security, I'm forfeiting to you now. Another guy says, if I back out, guess what? I'll give you double your a Ravain. This guy Muatanayim, the stipulations that each one said are binding. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. So says the Gemara, where does Rabbi Yosi come from? Rav Yisrael Taimei, Damar Asmachta is Kanya. There is a Kinyan on and Asmachta. Rav Yehudaimer, that's Rav Yisrael that says in this case, Ravain. When I say, if I don't pay you, you keep the Ravain, you said, I'll double the Ravain. The stipulations are binding. Rav Yehudaimer, he argues, is Dayoshigna, Kineged Eirvanai. It's enough that you acquire opposite the Ravain. So says the Gemara, Amar Ashbag, Bamed Varma Morim. when he says my ravon should be acquired to you, if you sell something for 1,000 zos and you give a down payment, and you give 500 zos, and you give 500 zos, so suggests the Gemara, now that we have the whole Braisa, my love, who I didn't limit Metaltalin. It sounds like the same thing should be by Metaltalin. And the Mistama is that you get the whole thing. Frag the Gemara, so to cash on, Raf. Because we see from this Braisa that what is the stama? The stama is kaneluho bekulu, that you acquire everything. And therefore, if you back out on anything, it's considered that you get a misha para on the whole thing. Says the Gemara, loy, no raya. Mitaltalin bidistama loy kani. Only by mitaltalin can you say that the stama is loy kani. What's the difference? Ask the Gemara, Maishna Karka de Kasva Kanule Mamish. In the case of Karka, since there's a Kenyan with money, Kanule Lekula. But Metaltalin, says the Gemara, Delaikani, really with cash, there's no Kenyan. What's the Kenyan that's affected with cash? Only Elul Kabule Mishapara. Therefore, Loikanule Kule, there's not a Kenyan on the whole thing. So you try to bring a raya to Rav, and the Gemara's raya falls short. So again, we're still in the middle of our segue. Our machloik is Rav and Rav Yochanan. What is the status of an eravon, of a down payment? How much of a kinyan does it affect? Within this segue, Lema Kitanoi, 10 lines from the bottom, suggests the Gemara. Let's say that really the machloik is Rav and Rav Yochanan is a machloik as Tanoim. Says the Braisa, someone lends to someone else with a mashkoin, the nichnasa shmita, comes shmita, aval pishenoi shavela polag. Even though the mashkoin is only worth half of the loan, einoi mishamit divrei rashbag. The loch, of course, is that shmita comes along and cancels all loans. Says Rav Shimon Gamliel, but if the security was half, then Einoi Mishameit, the whole loan is not canceled. Rav Yehuda Anasi, I'm there 4 lines on the bottom. Im haya mashkin kineged alvasai. If the mashkin is worth as much as the whole alva, then Einoi Mishameit, vim lav Mishameit. So says the Gemara, what do we see? My Einoi Mishameit, the ka'amar rashbag. Rav Shimon Gamliel. He said, even though the mashkin's only worth half, einoi mishami. What do those words mean? And the Gemara, of course, now is really articulating and explaining what's obvious. Eilema kenegdoi. If he meant opposite the amount of the halva, mechad Rav Yehuda Anasi savar, lach valga nami mishami. So it comes off that Rav Yehuda Anasi is going to hold that even that half is yes mishami. But says the Gemara, if that is true, as we turn over to Memtesa Manal, if you don't have the page in front of us, we'll just read a few more lines as we're in the middle of a sentence. Ela mashkin dinakilamali. Then what is there a point of a mashkin at all? Ela lav. The whole point of the mashkin is to repay the loan if need be. But then at least a portion of that loan, the portion connected to the mashkin, should be unaffected. And if Rav Yehuda holds it's not, then what's the whole point of the mashkin? Elo lav shmaminos, what will he say? Mayin mishgamit to come reshbag. What if Shimon Gamliel must hold? He must hold in a mishami bekulai. He must hold that the whole loan is not canceled. Oh, mayin mishgamit to come Rav Yehuda nasi. He holds that part. That's what the mashkin does. And this is our machlekes. Rashbag savor keneged kulay ukayne. Rashbag holds keneged kulay, which we'll say is like Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan holds like Rashbag, and Rav Yehuda Anasi savor keneged ukayne. And Rav is going to hold like Rav Yehuda Anasi. It says the Gemara, so isn't Rav and Rav Yochanan a machlekes hanayim? Answers the Gemara again. Apologize from the top of Memtesa Medalef. Says the Gemara, loy, That is not the machlokes. My enoy mishame. We're 10 lines down. Memtesum and Ali to come rashbag. Lachval good and okle mashkin. Mechal Rav Yehuda Nasi suffers. So the problem is that seemingly holds Rav Yehuda Nasi says. Lachval good and okle ale mashkin. Nami mishamit. Elamashka de noke lomeli. So according to Rav Yehuda Nasi, what does the mashkin help at all? Lezichro in the devarim ba'alma. You're right. It doesn't really help in any practical, pragmatic dollars and cents. But you know what it helps for? It helps as a reminder. It helps as a reminder that what? The guy can never say, there's no halva over here. What do you mean there's no halva? You have my mashkin. That's what it does, even though practically with regard to Shemitah will not help. We'll pick it up from here, b'siyata de Shemaya, in the next shiur.